It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming.
Here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Tuesday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. On this Tuesday, we have a lot to pray about today, and we want you to be with us during this next hour as we pray together the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. Thank you for praying with us here on BPN Radio as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Believe in God for revival in 1,000 cities, believing for 1,000 prayer centers with 1,000 prayer leaders in 1,000 cities. And so we're going to pray today. We're going to pray. This is a very historic day in America as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu from Israel comes to speak to the 114th Congress of America. There's much controversy surrounding that, but I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's an historic day, and we must pray for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and we must pray for the nation of Israel. And you say, well, why is that such a big deal? I'm going to be back and tell you in just a moment, but I'm here to welcome you to BPN Radio, and so thankful to have you listening here on BPN, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Father, we dedicate this hour to you, the hour of power. You said to your disciples, could you not tarry 1 hour? Could you not watch 1 hour? And so we come to pray and seek your face and call upon the name of the Lord, for this is a day the Lord has made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm here to tell you that one word from God can change your life forever. And I'm going to be praying that God will just speak a word to you today. And it's amazing what can happen. And so the spirit of faith is rising in my heart today. And I'm going to begin to pray that God will give you a word about your life, your future, your marriage, your children, your job, your church, your home, your finances. And I'm going to set my faith with your faith and believe that God is going to speak to you today and that you'll hear the voice of the Lord. But the first thing we're going to do today, we're going to pray for Benjamin Netanyahu and his time in America as he speaks to Congress and meets with other leaders today. We're going to pray for him, and we're going to pray for the nation of Israel. Now listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. The nation of Israel is facing the evil forces of Iran and other nations that surround them, and their purpose is to destroy God's people, God's covenant people. We are God's people, but you must understand that God made a covenant with Abraham, and God made a covenant with Israel. And God is a covenant God. He keeps covenant. And so he's made a covenant, and the powers of darkness would love nothing better than to destroy Israel, breaking what they sense as the forces of light, the forces of God. And so there's a showdown going on. So we're praying today. And I want to say this to you. If you have never visited a Holocaust museum, either in Israel or there are some in America, then you need to make your way. Don't take your children, first of all. You go. You as adults or young people, you go and you visit one of the Holocaust. I went with a friend of mine, Frank Mazapika, and I went to the Holocaust Museum in Houston. I'd been to the one in Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, it's very enlightening to know what happened, the history of what happened to Israel. In fact, in the year that I was born, in 1944, all of the atrocities took place. And we must understand that what happened there was genocide in Israel, genocide there in Europe, in which approximately 6 million Jews were killed by the Nazi regime, Adolf Hitler, and the Nazi regime and its collaborators. An additional 5 million non-Jewish victims of Nazi mass murders are included by some historians, bringing the total to approximately 11 million. Can you imagine? 11 million lives were lost. Killings took place throughout Nazi Germany and German-occupied territories from 1941 to 1945. Jews were targeted, methodically murdered in a genocide, one of the largest in history, and part of a broader aggregate of acts of oppression and killings of various ethnic political groups in Europe by the Nazis. Every arm of Germany's bureaucracy was involved in the logistics of the genocide, turning the Third Reich into a genocidal state. Non-Jewish victims of broader Nazi crimes included Gypsies, Poles, Communists, homosexuals, Soviet POWs, and the mentally and the physically disabled. In total, approximately 11 million people were killed, including approximately 1 million Jewish children, little kids. Of the 9 million Jews who had resided in Europe before the Holocaust, approximately 2/3 were killed. A network of about 42,500 facilities in Germany and German-occupied territories were used to concentrate, confine, and kill Jews and other victims. Between 100,000 and 500,000 people were direct participants in the planning and execution. of the Holocaust. The persecution and genocide were carried out in stages. Initially, the German government passed laws to exclude Jews from civil society, most prominently the Nuremberg Laws of 1935. A network of concentration camps was established starting in 1933, and ghettos were established following the outbreak of World War II in 1939. In 1941, as Germany occupied new territory in Eastern Europe, listen to me now, don't turn me off, because history does repeat itself. In 1941, as Germany conquered new territory in Eastern Europe, specialized parliamentary units were used to murder around 2 million Jews and partisans, often in mass shootings. By the end of 1942, victims were being regularly transported by freight train to specifically built extermination camps where, if they survived the journey, most were systematically killed in gas chambers. The campaign of murder continued until the end of World War II in Europe in April, May 1945. Wow. Wow. And when you go to a Holocaust museum like I revisited not long ago in Houston, it will make you know that history does repeat itself. And what Adolf Hitler did to the Jews, we know that the Iranians and others desire to do again. Not only to the Jews, but to all Christians. And genocide, even in some places in the world, has begun. In the East, it's begun. In Syria, in Iraq, in other places there, groups such as ISIS is beheading Christians, taking the children, separating the children and the women from the men, and having their way, spreading death. And ladies and gentlemen, unless we pray in America, we will not escape this horrendous thing. And so we have Benjamin Netanyahu that has come to America. It's not a political situation. It's a life and death situation. And he's calling on America. He's calling on Congress not to allow the genocide to continue, not to allow nuclear arsenal in the hands of Iran, the former Persia, who desires to come from the north and to destroy that tiny nation. We're living in perilous times, ladies and gentlemen. We're living in days that we've never known before. It is not business as usual. And we must pray. We must pray. And we pray today. Would you help me pray in Jesus' name? Father God, in Jesus' name, we pray for Benjamin Netanyahu and the nation of Israel. And the nation of Israel. Lord, today, in the name of Jesus, can we remember history does repeat itself? And Lord, I pray that every Christian will find a Holocaust center, a Holocaust museum, and there they will begin to look and see what happened. And we pray in Jesus' name. We pray in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord, for the nation of Israel. And we pray, oh God, for Christians across America and around the world who are destined for destruction. And we pray today that people will not turn their head and look the other way and think it could never happen to America. It could never happen to us. But we must understand, even now, our government is trying to make a pact with Iran. The one that says that Satan is the great enemy. Excuse me, America is the great enemy. America is the Satan. Israel is the Satan. So, Father, we pray for Benjamin Netanyahu's visit today to our nation's capital. We pray in Jesus' name. Would you help me pray right now? We pray in Jesus' name for his protection. We pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would anoint him to speak and declare what you have given him to say to this nation. It's not only an appeal for America not to make a pact with Iran, but it's a warning to America that we're living in perilous times. And if we do not stand with Israel, if we do not bless Israel, our nation will not be blessed. For the covenant says that whoever blesses Abraham, whoever blesses Israel, God will bless. And whoever curses Israel, God will curse. Lord, we do not need to live under the curse. We need to live under the blessing. And we pray today in Jesus' name for President Obama that he will continue to be friends of Israel, that he will consider the nation of Israel, that he will be determined to protect Israel. And Father, if he doesn't, we ask that you do. In Jesus' name, we pray for Benjamin Netanyahu. We ask God that you give him favor while he's in America. May the words that he speaks to today and may the meetings that he has today and tonight will be filled with wisdom and favor. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God, we need you today. We need you today. In Jesus' name, we need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. In Jesus' name. And I want to encourage, as we pray for Prime Minister Netanyahu today, as we pray for him, I want to encourage you to visit a Holocaust museum in America. And I want to give you some places that you can go and look and see what happened to them Satan has planned for us as Christians and for the Jews. Again, you can visit one, a Holocaust museum in Chandler, Arizona. There is one in Palm Desert, California. There is one in San Francisco, California. There's one in Los Angeles, California. There is one in St. Petersburg, Florida. There's one in Miami Beach, Florida. There is also one in Kennesaw, Georgia. In Skokie, Illinois. In Terre Haute, Indiana. In New Orleans, Louisiana. In Baltimore, Maryland. In Boston, Massachusetts. In Farmington Hills, Michigan. In Clarksdale, Mississippi. In Lincoln, Nebraska. In Jersey City, New Jersey. Albuquerque, New Mexico. Brooklyn, New York. There is one in Cleveland, Ohio. There's one in Portland, Oregon. There's one in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. There is one in Tennessee, Whitwell Middle School, Whitwell, Tennessee. There's one in Dallas, Texas, one in El Paso, Texas, one in San Antonio, Texas, and one in Houston, Texas that I visited not long ago. There's one in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. There's one in Richmond, Virginia. And I recommend that every Christian take their family, excluding small children, including teenagers, and visit one of these Holocaust museums in a city somewhere in your area, your region, if you have to fly somewhere, wherever it may be. And remember the 11 million Jews that were massacred, that were put in railroad cars and gassed to death. Many of them suffered in concentration camps. And even today, concentration camps in America are being prepared. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in perilous times, and we must pray. Father, we pray. We pray today for this nation. We pray, oh God, for this land. We must understand the war on Christianity. We must understand that the name of Jesus is no longer allowed in most cities in America, as far as the public square is concerned, as far as schools are concerned. The name of Jesus has been removed, and our children are being educated in public school system, known as government schools, being taught a religion that is not Christianity, but a religion of secular humanism that says we are our own God. Everything is self-centered. It's about us. And when life does not pan out according to the way that we want it to happen, we take our lives, we kill ourselves. And before we kill ourselves, we go kill other people. And then we kill ourselves. We're not willing just to kill ourselves. We live in dangerous days in America. Dangerous days where we must pray and seek the face of God, where we must call upon the name of the Lord. We must set ourselves in agreement with somebody that is praying. And Lord, I'm thankful today that there are people here on BP and radio that are setting themselves in agreement. You said, Lord, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, you said, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. I pray, oh God, that you would heal our land. But I pray in Jesus' name that we, the church, will come to a place of repentance. We will repent on behalf of our sins and also the sins of our nation. We will call on the name of the Lord. Pastors will call their congregations to times of prayer. Dale Gentry right now is calling for 1,000 prayer centers. And if you want to lead a prayer center, you can lead it in your home, you can lead it in your school, you can lead it in the meeting room of your apartment building, you can lead it somewhere in your business, you can lead it on a campus somewhere. There is somewhere, as well as your church, You can be a prayer leader somewhere. If you want to lead a group in your church, just go to your pastor and ask him, can I be a prayer leader in this church? Can I lead a prayer? Can you give me some guidelines? We must pray. We must pray. And we are calling for 1,000 prayer centers. God, give us 1,000 prayer centers. Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Prayer Network. Breakout Prayer Network. Give us 1,000 centers. I pray, God, that people will go to bpnradio.com. Go down to where it says 1,000 prayer centers, and they will double-click there, and they will fill out an application form saying, I want to be a prayer leader. I'm willing to lead a prayer group once a week. I'm willing to set myself in agreement with the prayer request that Dale Gentry sends out. And we will agree with people, prayer groups all across the nation, even other cities in the world, for revival. That America will turn from their wicked ways. The church will repent of the sins The pastors will no longer be silent. God help us today. God help us today. And may you find us. May you find us arising every morning. Sometimes a great while before day, praying, seeking the face of God. The Holy Spirit woke me up at 5 minutes after 3 this morning, wanted me to get up and pray. I know things have got to be very urgent in our nation. Here's my friend Martin Smith. He's just singing about, "Find me in the river." We need to get in the river with God.
Find me in the river. Find me on my knees. I've walked against the water. Now I'm waiting if you please. We've longed to see the roses, but never felt the thorns, and bought our pretty crowns, but never paid the price. Find me in the river, find me there, find me on my knees with my soul. Against the water. Now I'm waiting if you please. We didn't count on suffering. We didn't count on pain. But if the blessing's in the valley, then in the river I will wait. Find me in the river, find me there, find me on my knees with my soul laid bare. Even though you're gone and I'm cracked and dry, find me in the river, I'm waiting here. Find me in the river, find me there, find me on my knees with my soul laid bare. Even though you're gone and I'm cracked and dry, find me in the river, I'm waiting here for you. Come find me here. Ooh. Find me in the river.
Father, we pray today for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for Israel today. We pray for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. In Jesus' name. And we come against the forces of darkness that desire to destroy the Jews, that desire to destroy Israel, that desire to destroy the voice of Christianity. Lord, we know that not only Israel has been targeted, but the Christians in America have been targeted. And we cry out for help in Jesus' name. Would you help me intercede right now? Ibrishe manduri ki brakena matalabrote simete. Lord, we intercede in Jesus' name. We intercede now on behalf of Israel. We intercede on behalf of that nation. We pray for the coming elections in Israel in Jesus' name. We bind all outside influences that would try to decimate, that would try to minimize the voice of their leader in Jesus' name. God, we need your help today. We need your help today. Nebri karamandora brikuta rebeserebukuta rebeshikerebeketa. In Jesus' name, we stand in the gap today as intercessors, and we intercede for the nation of Israel. We intercede for America, that America will not turn against our friend, that we will stand with Israel in these days in which the powers of darkness, are coming against them. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you intercede with me now? In the name of Jesus. It's high time that we seek the Lord. Call upon the Lord while he may be found, while he is near. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, it's good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio on this Tuesday, third day of March, 2015. As we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And if you would like to donate to this ministry, you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Right down at the bottom of the page is a donate button, and you can use your PayPal, you can use your credit card, your debit card. And there's even an address for you to make a check payable to Breakout Prayer Network. We appreciate you helping us here spread the gospel and calling people to pray. My first call in 1966 was calling people to pray, and I'm calling you to pray today. Thank you for helping me pray for Israel, and today I'm going to be praying for you. I'm going to ask God to give you a word from the Lord. And I believe that one word from God can change your life forever. So, going to be back to pray. And here's Martin Smith talking about the voice of the prophet, talking about hearing the voice of the Lord. I want you to get ready. We're going to pray together. We're going to ask God to give us a word today. Here's Martin Smith and Delirious.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayers. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. We'll call on the name of the Lord, for He is the one who can save. He is the giver of life to the world. We'll hunger and thirst for Your word. Jesus Christ. We long to see heaven open. I see Your glory come down.
I see Your glory come down.
We long to hear words eternal, forever changing our hearts. If You'd come, we'd love to hear the voice of God. Oh, will You come? We long to hear Your voice, oh God. Speak to us, Lord. Yeah. We'll call on the name of the Lord, for He is the one who can save. The giver of love to the world. Oh yeah. We'll hunger and thirst for Your word. For here we will meet You, Lord. The voice of the living God, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
I love to hear the voice of the Lord. I love to hear the voice of the Lord speak. And today I believe the Holy Spirit would desire to speak to us today. Yes, I believe it in Jesus' name. Martin Smith there. And years ago in England, when I first went to England, started going there in 1990, Martin Smith came at a little band called the Cutting Edge Band. And I began to minister to Martin Smith, declared there would come a day that he would sign a contract, but don't sign a contract. And that seemed kind of unusual in those days that we would not sign a contract, but there was no contract for his music. And later, after he and his wife Anna provided Gene and I a little college to live in when we ministered there in England, next door to their home in Rustington, England, there on the English Channel. He told me one day, he said, if you'd not given me that prophetic word, I would have been only making dimes on a dollar. But instead, because I did not sign a contract, doing my own music, working my own recordings. He said, God has immensely blessed me. One word from God can change your life. And so I'm praying for you right now. I'm praying for a word from God for you. Father, I pray in Jesus' name for a word from the Lord for those that are listening to BPN Radio here on this Tuesday. I'm just going to ask you right now to put your hand on your ears, and I want you to say these words after me. Holy Spirit, open my spiritual ears that I may hear your voice saying, this is the way, walk in it. Put your hand on your eyes and say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual eyes that I might see what you're doing in me. Put your hand on your heart and just say, Lord, open my heart that I might receive in the next few minutes all that you have for me. I'm ready to receive from you now in Jesus' name. Now the Bible says in the book of Corinthians, here's what it says, eye is not seen, speaking of the natural eye. Ear is not heard, speaking of the natural ear. Neither into the heart or the mind of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed those things unto us by his Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. But God has revealed those things unto us by his Spirit. That's called Rhema. And I'm asking God today that you will not just hear voices all around you. I'm not talking about godly counsel. I'm talking about voices that would say, do this, do that, go here, go there. You shouldn't do this, you should do that. Voices. You know, the Bible says, Paul said later on to the church at Corinth, he said, there are many voices. Many of them, most of them with some type of significance. But there is a voice above all the voices, the voice of the Lord that desires to speak to you this morning. And I pray for you right now that your spirit would just be quiet, that you can hear the voice of the Lord speak to you now. In Jesus' name. I want you to just let your spirit get quiet for just a few moments before I begin to pray with you anymore. Just let your spirit get quiet. Lord, I pray today for those who are listening to this broadcast, praying with me today here on BPN Radio. I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would speak to them a word from you, and they would be ready to write it down. Write it down somewhere, what you are speaking to them about their job, about their marriage, about their children, about their lives. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we know that you can speak to us beyond anything that we could imagine. We ask for your help now in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord. You know, I was talking about England a few moments ago. 1991, Gene and I went to minister in a city called Lincoln, England. And we ministered there at a church for the very first time. And on a Sunday morning, they were meeting in some type of town hall. Probably about 500 people gathered there. And their building that they had been in the heart of Lincoln had been condemned. It was over 100 years old, not too old for England, for Europe. And the city fathers have said that the building was in disarray, was very dangerous to ever worship in again. They could never go back there again. So they were attempting to buy property on the outside of town. This had been going on for a couple of years. It was that I got up and began to minister there to that congregation that day. Suddenly, the Holy Ghost came upon me. And the word of the Lord said to me, tell them that they're going to go back and worship in that building. Now, natural voices said they could not go back. But the Spirit of the Lord said they can go back. And the voice of the Lord is higher than the voice of man. It's higher than the voice of man. The voice of man must submit to the voice of the Lord. Natural circumstances must submit to supernatural circumstances. And I pray for you today that a word from the Lord will come concerning your situation. Is there a word from God? And there is. The Holy Spirit desires to speak to you. Call unto me and I will answer thee. Show thee great and mighty things that you know not of. And then I also concluded by saying, and I see, the prophet hears and sees. We can hear the voice of the Lord and we can see what God is doing. And I said to the congregation, I see university students coming across the street to the church in the center as you move back into that building. And what I did not know, but what most everyone else knew, in the building that day in Lincoln, England, they knew that there was no university in Lincoln. And one man came up and told the pastor, I know now that that man from Texas is not a true prophet because we don't even have a university in Lincoln. But I'm here to tell you that we have the opportunity and the anointing and the supernatural ability to call those things that are not as though they already were in existence. The Bible said that God spoke the word and the world came into existence. Let there be light, and there was light. And he spoke the word. We know we have the authority as the Holy Spirit speaks to us and shows us things to begin to speak those things into existence. We hear something and then we see what we're hearing and then we begin to say what we are seeing and hearing. And then we begin to do something that corresponds to what we are saying or seeing or hearing. And it's not by the works of our own hands that we will see the glory of God. The glory of God is the manifested presence of God and what he's doing in our lives. And so I left there. I left there in Lincoln, England that day with people shaking their heads one way or another. We either receive what God is saying and say, well, I believe that. I believe that all things are possible. Or we leave saying, no, that's too hard for God. But is there anything too hard for God? And the answer is no, nothing is too hard for the Lord. So I pray for you today. I pray you'll receive a word from God. You'll receive a word from God. In Jesus' name. And I've been back to preach in that building. And students from across the way have been coming to those services. Lincoln University. And there was no university. But two or three years later, somebody sent me an article, University coming to Lincoln, England. And it could have been built anywhere, but it was built across the street from the church in Lincoln. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Wow. So it's amazing what one word from God can do. One word, just one word from God can do. So I pray for you right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord. May you receive a word from God today concerning your business, concerning your own life, concerning your vocation, concerning your marriage, concerning a future wife or a future husband, concerning your healing, concerning your deliverance, concerning your finances, concerning your business, concerning your job, concerning your city, concerning your son, concerning your daughter. Thank you, Lord. So I pray for you today. I pray that you will receive a word from the Lord today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 How do I know it's the Lord? How do I know it's the Lord? Well, write it down. Write it down. Whatever you feel the Holy Spirit is saying, write it down. And if you're not sure it's the voice of the Lord, let other prophets of prophetic voices, or your pastor, elders, people that know the voice of the Lord, let them look at your prophetic word in the mouth of two or three witnesses. Let every word be established. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. One word from God can just change the whole dimension. Several years ago, Gene and I were ministering in Liberal, Kansas, and a little boy by the name of Diego was brought by his mother. She was a member of the Catholic Church there. She'd never been to a charismatic service, and she brought little Diego. She did not ask me to pray for his healing, but in a prophetic service, I began to prophesy over Diego. I did not know that he had a rare disease. I cannot even pronounce the name of the disease. There was only 100 known cases in America. And Diego was probably 4 or 5 years old, and he had reverted back to the potty stage of his life. He could not eat, drink hardly. He could hardly walk. Just a little. And the doctor said to Diego's mother, "Your son's going to die." That's a natural word. And I respect medical science. I don't revere medical science. I revere the one that created all human beings and created the universe and created all kinds of medical sciences. I revere him, Jehovah. And I began to prophesy over Diego, and I prophesied how he would go to the nations of the world. I prophesied how he would begin to do great exploits for God in the future years, not knowing that he'd been sentenced to die. But I prophesied the word of the Lord. And about 6 weeks later, his mother and one of her friends brought Diego to one of the services that I was leading in West Texas. Drove 120 miles one way to tell me that there had been a dramatic change in Diego's health. I took my picture with him that day. And I found out later that Diego went back to school and gone to the head of his class as far as his studies are concerned. One word from God did what medical science could never do. One word from God can change your life forever. And I pray for you right now in the name of Jesus. Several years ago, I went in to pray for a man in a hospital in Oklahoma City. I gathered there with his family as they were waiting for him to have open heart surgery. As I waited there in the room and prayed with them, the doctor came in. I heard him say that he could not operate on Mr. Howard because of his condition, and that he might have a few days, a few weeks, a few months to live because of the clogging of his arteries. I prayed with the family as they wept, and I wept with them, and they said, "Before you leave the hospital, would you come up and pray for our dad?" And so I went up into the room of Mr. Howard, and there I began to pray. And I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, "Tell him that I'm going to give him 5 more years to live. I'm going to give him 5 more years to live. And I spoke the word. I said, Mr. Howard, I heard the Holy Spirit say that he's going to give you an additional 5 years to live, knowing what the doctor had said. Going to give you five more years. That was 1992. In 2006, I was in an airport in Missouri, and Mr. Howard's son, Jim Howard, called me and said, Dale, I just want to let you know that my father has gone to be with the Lord. God not only gave him five more years, he gave him 14 more years. The word of the Lord is higher than the word of man. And I pray for you right now. I pray for you at this moment that you will receive a word from the Lord, a word from the Lord, as you listen. And if you do, you write it down. If you don't, then you just keep waiting, waiting in his presence and talking to him about certain situations in your life. Write down whatever he says, because he has a good plan. So I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. A word from the Lord today that can change your life forever. Hearing the voice of the Lord, seeing what you are hearing, and saying what you are seeing and hearing, and then doing what you are saying and seeing and hearing. It's been a good day. We've been praying together. I'm just going to leave you on your own right now to pray a little while, asking the Lord to give you a word. I thank you for listening to BPN Radio. It's been a great day. I'll be back this same time tomorrow, this same time, or any time.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.